Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi! Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast. The long-awaited return at this point for the podcast here went on a little hiatus, and now we're back, and some things have changed. For anyone that's new here, because every podcast is someone's first podcast, I am Mike Golic Jr. I am here with my father, Mike Golic Sr., who you guys probably know most of anyone in this group from 20 years of ESPN radio and currently God Bless Football and Stupidity. My brother Jake and I both played Notre Dame football together. He is here with his wife Jenny. My sister Sydney was a Notre Dame swimmer. She is here with her fiance Ben Broniker, former Harvard football player, former NFL football player.
Wow, no love for track and field. Sorry.
I was going to get to you, Jan, because you're kind of an important subject today on the podcast.
Now you just ruined Ben's introduction.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to say you had to step on Ben's.
First time back, sorry.
I'm not a part of this family yet, officially, so.
Yes, you are.
And we will get to that soon enough.
He's got one foot out the door.
It's, man, Ben, we keep trying to tell you at some point we'll get to that wedding that's coming up that may still happen. We don't know. Ben's got time to run.
No, he doesn't.
We encourage him most every day.
We're too deep in.
And that brings us back to the one who decided to butt in here, former Notre Dame track and field star, essentially Hayden Panettiere's character from...
Remember the Titans.
Sorry, I've stroking out a bit for a second. Jenny, my brother's wife here, who joins us now. And Jenny, who I, again, was saving for last because she is the subject of this podcast, so... As people get to know our family again.
Hey, Mike, real quick you forgot to introduce your mother.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I have a lot on my plate right now, okay? I have this long rundown that Mom wrote out for me here that I'm trying to abide by. My mom, Chris Golic, who is the reason that we're all here, literally, metaphorically, spiritually, except for Ben and Jenny. They have other people responsible for that.
She's the Sorry in Advance Kris Jenner.
Yes, exactly. She is the godmother
I'm
of this
really
podcast.
Trudging through mud here at this point, too.
I mean, for Christ's sake, this has really gone poorly here. Mom, I apologize. My mom, Chris, has been the foremost consumer of basically every bit of sports, radio content, and otherwise around here, in addition to having to dog mom now. What, we have to five dogs out here in Scottsdale as well?
Yeah, five dogs. That'll be a topic for another day for
God.
Sure.
God, oh, to farm.
It is. Flat face farm, we call it.
Yeah, the Golic flat face farm. So does everyone feel good about how I've intro'd them at this point here? Did I fuck this up enough?
No, that's good. Let's move on.
Yeah, we have important news.
Yes.
All right.
Breaking news.
We've got the breaking news sounder jumping in here right off the bat, because as we have come back, and I've talked to several people who have asked for us to come back and what's been happening. Well, in the meantime, what's been happening... Folks, there was some sex. And it made a baby, and that baby
We're
belongs
having a
to
baby.
Jake and Jenny.
Woo! Have
a baby.
Woo!
A baby.
So we did it. Yeah, we will get to the gender of this child revealed at the end of this podcast, but Jake and Jan, just initial thoughts on this.
Like initial thoughts or thoughts right now?
Well, yeah,
now?
Like I guess say, take us back to like when you guys found out in all this.
I found out on the day I had a very large haircut, and it was a complete shocker. So in true our relationship fashion, Jake came home and I was sitting on the couch crying. And he was like, Jen, it's not that bad. It's just hair. It's going to grow back. And I was like, no, that's not it. And then he realizes he has a sandwich for himself and not for me. So he's like, I'm so sorry. You want some of this? and like gives me half a sandwich. I was like, nope, that's not it either. I'm like, how do I even like lead into this now? Complete shock. But yeah, we're good now. Yeah,
we're great. Yeah, the shock is over. We're super excited now, and like Mike said, the gender will come later on in this pod.
Getting fat.
But Jake, you do live through what I live through, what Ben's about to live through, is when you come home and your wife is crying, you try and figure out, what the hell did I do wrong? Okay, what did I do here and how can I fix it? So when did she finally get to telling you you're going to have a kid?
She told me after I offered her the sandwich. I actually was in a pretty good headspace. I knew I didn't do anything wrong, so I knew... My thought was it was all about the hair, and I was going to talk her down from the ledge about the hair, but ended up being about the kid, which is really great news. So, yeah, super excited about it.
Our dog should have tipped us off, though. Like, the week leading up to us finding out, like, our dog, Chip, wouldn't leave my side. So he knew before everybody.
Yeah, he Chip's smelled really the sex.
He's been a protector of the...
Was the empty bowl on his dog bed?
The peanut butter
the
bowl,
peanut
yeah.
The peanut butter bowl. Yeah, uh-huh. South Bend, baby.
That's for another day.
Oh, my God.
We do know where this baby was conceived, right?
Yeah, so that was a fun conversation with the doctor trying to figure out, just being like, hey, I know I just had a checkup, like, change of plans, unplanned little friendo coming in. And she was just like, oh, okay, so we're, like, doing, she's, like, doing the math. She's like, all right, like, October, like, whatever. And I just literally was like,
shit.
Yeah.
And USC like, weekend. Tito's.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, well, I'm like, what if I was blackout? She was like, oh, I'm that way. So,
so gross. Well, so it happened USC weekend?
How deep do you want to go with this?
You know it
happened USC weekend. We can go down the rabbit hole
if
you want.
Yeah, Dad, I'm pretty sure you were in the house with them, so I don't know how in-depth you want to get.
She was like straight up back to like Saturday, October, whatever. It was like 26 or something, and I was like, oh.
So I guess I was in the house.
All right, look, the podcast isn't a porno, so I don't know if we have to go that far necessarily, but... I do want to plant this other seed here. So when we were finding out the gender, because we all already know, and part of this was our fat ass family decided we're going to bake that sucker into a cake. And so Jake and Jenny were in charge of sending the gender out to a cake baking place in Arizona here. And again, in classic us fashion, we decided that we wanted a bigger cake. So, Sydney, this is where you come into play in all this. Explain to everyone what the last week of your life has been shouldering a burden.
It's been fucking hell, guys. I mean, I'm literally...
Are we allowed to say fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
We're free now, baby.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I
held that before.
I'm never helping with a gender reveal again. When I have a kid, I'm going to be like, just tell me it, because I'm not going through the psychological torture. So I called the bake shop because I wanted to make the cake bigger, because I honestly didn't think the cake was going to be big enough for Jenny. I was just like, she's going to want a lot of cake. Like, I got a call to make it bigger. I call the person and I'm like, hey, I'm just calling to make the gender cake bigger. We had someone call in earlier. I don't know. No one in my family knows. So like, I just really want a call to make the cake bigger, and that's it. This bitch was flustered. I mean, she was like stuttering and stuff. It seemed like a lot was going on. And so she was going through the information like under her breath, and she was like, okay, 6 inch to 8 inch, like we're going to move up that last name's goal, like gender reveal cake. And then she like under her breath says, I don't want to give it away because,
yeah.
Right. But she says a gender under her breath. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just told you I didn't know. And I have 10 days until the actual gender reveal is happening. So I'm the only person that knows. So I hang up and like, I don't know, 90% of the families in the house together. Only Jake and Jenny weren't there. So I had 10 days by myself. I told all the dogs what the sex was. Ben was trying to get it out of me for the longest time. I held strong, though. I did have one slip up. None of you guys noticed at all. I just left the room. I removed myself from the situation. I took like 5 minutes to myself. But I did it.
You did it.
I gotta know, though. When you're in a relationship, and obviously you're going to be getting married soon, so it's a deep relationship. Ben, can you honestly and truthfully say she did not tell you?
Yeah. I was really impressed. Really? I thought that she was going to crack almost immediately.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't
pry.
No, that you hard. Did. You kept going, girl, girl, girl. It's a girl, just to try and get me to.
If I wanted to, if I wanted response, to get it out, yeah. I could have.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I was trying to, I don't know, be a good person.
You did great.
Yeah.
You did a nice
you
job.
You did.
We're yeah. proud of you.
You yeah. did a good job.
Thank you.
But then, didn't you? Well, we'll get into it for the reveal when you went to get the cake.
I can tell you part two of the story.
Sure.
Of the friend who called to give the bake shop the gender. I was texting her because I was like, oh, I know now. I want to talk to her about it because we're the only two
other
people.
One other person that was friends with Jake and Jenny knew the gender as a part of this process.
And so she texted me and she's like, just to confirm, can you tell me what sex they said it was over the phone? And I said it. And she didn't really have this girl much of a response after. And I'm like, that's fine. Maybe she's doing something. She's like, oh, so exciting. So the doctor's letter gets sent to the house here and with the actual gender in it. And so I just wanted to confirm that everything was right. I open up the gender from the doctor. It's the opposite sex. So I'm mind fucked now. I had 3 days of thinking it was one sex and I'm just thinking of like all the possibilities. I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. And then like, fucking psychs it. Like, it's not. There's like confetti popping out of the letter that says it's a whatever. And so I had to text that girl and be like, did I get the sex wrong? Did I like just hear something over the phone at the bake shop? She's like, yeah, you were wrong. Like, I didn't know what to say. So it's been a roller coaster.
But only our family. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
We can only screw up a gender reveal.
My yep. God.
50-50 shot.
Yeah.
So Jen, how far along are you now and how's it all been outside of your puking?
4 months this week. All good. The first thing that set me off was Jake's fart.
That was the,
Jake had video of it. I was like saying to Jake that, you know, the whatever week that was, I was like, you know, I'm really sensitive to smell right now. Like, I don't know. It's just been weird. He's like, okay. And he's cooking in the kitchen. I'm standing there and he farted and it was so bad. And I was like, Jake, I told you, I can't handle that. And he's like laughing. And I was like, I threw up so much.
Was that the video you sent us of her throwing up?
Yes, that was her vomiting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went in the other room because I thought I could handle it. But yeah, all good. Just tired and fat. But, you know.
Oh,
part good. Of it. Yeah.
Taylor, who among us, right?
Yeah.
No judgment here.
Yeah, no. Story of my life, the safe space on that one. So
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'll give you the gender in a little bit here. We'll do that reveal at the end here. But in honor of the pregnancy-themed podcast here, as I said off the top, Ben is an aspiring doctor, has been going through the medical school interviews right now. And so his job on this podcast is to try and make us seem a little more legitimate. We do Ben's Brain Buster as a segment here. And so, Ben, have you cobbled together something in the way of a pregnancy brain buster?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, I'm just kidding.
Siggy's daggers.
I was like, we fucking
Are
talked
you fucking
about it last
serious,
night.
Bro? Yeah. Maybe I could learn you real quick a little bit how human sexual differentiation in utero actually works. So in the first trimester, well, back up a little bit. There are 23 pairs of chromosomes.
The male and the female. No.
Sorry. After that has happened, yes, you have a fertilized egg and now you've got a fetus. As that's growing in the first trimester, there are 22 somatic pairs of chromosomes. And then the 23rd pair is the sex chromosome pair. And you've heard XX for female, XY for male. There are exceptions and weird oddities that happen, but generally that's how it works. So in the first trimester, all fetuses, as far as sex differentiation goes, develop the same until a critical point, in which case at that point the Y chromosome takes over, and one player in particular is the SRY gene that is responsible for the flip. So at that point, the gonads, which are undifferentiated, descend and they would.
God, what a great word.
Yes, descend. Like they actually do that,
right? No. The gonads descend.
Yeah, they actually do that. So
it's
they
like
would.
Britney Spears coming down from the ceiling at a Vegas residency. Uh-huh.
Yes, times two, right? Both of them. And they differentiate into testes, and then the labia and the vagina differentiate into a penis.
So, what's the moral of that?
The buster is all. Fetuses develop as women unless they're until this point happens, until this switch happens, which so is
guys take over, like you said.
I said it sprouts a little dick.
Which is as an aside, is one reason why all men have nipples, non-functioning nipples. It's a remnant of that switch.
Yeah. Whoa. I've been wondering about that actually.
You just answered one of like my life's biggest questions, why we had nipples. Like
that, you did. I mean, through that.
And it's a Golic family gene. Men have hard nipples in the family.
Yeah, we got diamond cutters
Jenny
in this mother.
Kind of,
she's obsessed.
She's obsessed with the Golic family nipples.
They're always hard.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. That's very interesting, Ben.
I love how it was about sex and gender, but we're all like nipples.
And then the gonads dropping, and then it starts to grow, right? And then because that's what all guys look for, Ben, and that picture is there a dick somewhere, right?
Yeah, usually by week 13, so you can see it on ultrasound. Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Boop. All right.
Sid's
so we
going
have
to medical school too.
Yeah. Yes. Boy, guys, spoiler alert, she's not going
to pass. I can't
wait
to help him with homework.
Sitting there like this and podcasting the famed visual medium where we're making the little wiener sound or whatever with the hands. God, I'm...
Yeah. You're all right.
That was
man.
A really good,
good
one, though, Ben.
Was,
wow.
Ben.
That old wiener hands, huh?
Old wiener hands going. All right. Well, now that Ben has set the table here with knowledge, we thought we would put Jake and Jenny and everyone through a little bit of a parenting quiz here as my parents and Mikey A., who's producing this podcast, the only parents in the room. We want to kind of get everyone else up to speed as Jake and Jenny get ready to go through the first trial on this one. So, you guys ready? I'm gonna fire a few parenting questions at you guys and see what's going on here. All right. When can babies begin to taste salt?
Taste salt?
3 years old.
6 months.
I'm gonna go 4 months.
I'm gonna say 2 months.
Oh man.
Come on, Ben. Right.
Less than a month.
All right, so we're gonna play Price is Right rules here. Closest without going over. The answer is babies can taste sweet and sour, but at 3 or 4 months, they can recognize salt.
Okay.
Oh. I said 4. Oh.
Sydney,
I'm going to be a bitchin' mom. I know all of this.
That's all it takes, man, right there.
Sydney wins both showcases. Come on down. All right. Here we go. This one will hit home for Jake and Jenny. On average, how much does it cost to raise a child from birth until 17 years old in America?
More than I have.
$500,000.
I was going to say $1 million.
I'll say...
$50,000.
$3 million.
$1 million.
Dad?
One kid.
I'm going to say $750,000.
It depends on the kid.
Yeah, if we get to Sydney, then it's triple that.
Yeah.
All right. Actual retail price. And I don't know where mom got these answers. I don't know where she got these figures from. This seems low. $285,000.
It seemed low to me, too.
That seems
how much?
We still don't have that either.
This is also like the like that school where Penn, where the teacher asked kids what they thought like the median household income in America was, and these kids were guessing like $800,000.
Oh, yeah.
We might not be the best sample size for this, considering Sydney's in our family. So
Ben's on.
Yeah, she skews it.
Apparently, none of them have done Christmas shopping.
Apparently, yes,
that's, no. You're not
that,
kidding.
That, absolutely, on, I spent that last Christmas.
All this says to me is that we're releasing this podcast with a GoFundMe at the bottom. So.
Ben's currently Googling because I don't think he believes that answer.
Get Jake and Jenny's baby to 17 years old.
Yeah.
All right. We ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. What percentage of babies are born on their due date?
Ooh.
35.
You say 35?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say... 62.
25.
Price is Right rules?
Yeah, Price is Right
1%.
Rules.
1%.
Ben? 1%. I was going to say 5%.
Ooh.
Ben?
Come
on.
15, has that been taken yet?
No.
Nope. No.
All right, actual retail price. 4 to 5% of babies are born on their actual due date.
Wow.
Wow.
Jake, taking home bull showcase. Unbelievable. Just ousting Mikey A, unfortunately. Here. So,
by the way, Jenny, when is your due date?
Our due date is our 5th anniversary. So July 15th.
Really?
Yep.
You're saying really like you didn't know that. Jake.
Yeah. I was going to say, I appreciate Dad's theater of the mind here. Wow. I had no idea.
No clue. Unbelievable.
What a shocking bit of new information.
Hey, dipshit, I actually forgot, so I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
That's not surprising. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
We keep hoping Jenny has the baby on the 4th of July because it's Jenny's favorite holiday.
That is true.
I know.
Yeah. Red, white, and baby.
Have the baby on the 4th.
Jenny, how bad would that suck for you because you couldn't go to the beach then?
I know. Well, you think I'm going to be... I still told my mom I need at least 12 months before any sort of bathing suit. So it's kind of, you know, I'll be inside.
Speaking of yummy... Our next question. How many extra calories should a woman eat in the third trimester?
Oh.
300.
300.
You guys know that, don't you?
1,000.
No, I just know it's not that much.
Oh. I was going to say 1,000.
Yeah, me too.
Big baby.
Ben?
Third trimester. Most of the growth is done. Maybe. 500.
One. Ready?
One.
One. Oh. One. Okay. One.
Nice job. Nice job.
Good answer. All right. A little Family Feud in there. All right. The answer is approximately 500 calories over her regular intake.
Wow. Nice job, Ben.
Ben gets both showcases.
Sure does.
Yes, he does indeed. All right. We'll finish off with this one here. At what age does a baby double their birth weight?
Ooh. Wow.
4 months.
A little thicker.
Let's go quick.
What'd you say?
9 months.
We got four and nine.
So if your baby was 8 pounds, you think he'll be 16 pounds at 9 months old.
Mom.
Yep.
My God, Mom.
Well done, hon.
I'm just putting it out there for her.
She can do her some math.
Sounds great.
Call her Math and Mom.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
7 months.
I mean, they're just drinking milk.
Yeah, but like they're growing humans. You know how chubby they get?
6.
Mike A went 6.
Six. I went 7.
Ben?
So double the birth weight? That's what we're guessing here?
When? At what age?
About 18 months. How about that?
Ooh.
I'm gonna go one year flat.
18 All months right. seems really long.
Yeah, the actual answer here, right around 5 months.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's fast.
I think I did.
I don't remember who guessed what on
I
that
I said
one,
4.
Chunky.
That
Did
is
Mikey
our...
Did Mikey A say 1 month?
Yeah, Mikey A always goes 1.
Yes.
I said 6.
Okay.
Smart man playing the game the right way. All right, that is our round of parenting trivia here. We've got a quick would you rather from Dad and then the gender reveal here. So, Dad, I hope you've done your homework this time.
All right.
We got to get the people what they want here. They want to know if this baby's got a twig or some berries. Or,
oh.
I don't know. I guess what that would be for the girl side.
It'd probably be both, berries. Right?
No.
No, it wouldn't be. You think of that while I give her the would you rather. Jenny, this is for you. Okay? Would you rather give birth and it would then take you 1 year to get your athletic body back? Or would
Wait,
you...
B.
Would
you
don't your dad something?
Second option year. Right away.
Okay.
give birth and you would get you have 1 year and you get your body back, or your birth is 36 hours long and it's the most excruciating pain you've ever been through, but after it your body reverts right back to your athletic body.
36 hours.
You would take the pain.
Damn. 100%.
Yeah. I love how he says it's the most excruciating pain you've ever felt. It already is the most excruciating
Yeah, like I can't pain. Even judge it, but...
Oh, well, I mean, that's what you women say. Well,
that's why I wanted you to differentiate when you said the first time, would you feel no pain?
You'd feel no pain,
that's
yeah.
That's what you didn't say.
Oh, I forgot
no
to say
pain.
Oh, I screwed
no
it up.
Pain.
That's
Either
like,
way, I
out.
Thought you would take the excruciating pain.
Mom, as someone who's done this thrice...
Thrice.
How, like, what would you have chosen in this if given the opportunity?
Well, I did it one time with an epidural where I didn't really feel the pain.
Mike, you were with the epidural.
Jake, dang. No epidural. Sydney, no epidural. So I would definitely take the
Sid's pain, the pain came later.
All the pain. All the pain and getting my body back right away.
I would just have Jake scream at me, like, you're going to look so hot in 48 hours. Like, you just got to get through it. And they're like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah. Jake cowering in the corner as Jenny just power grunts at him.
Jake's in charge of the birthing playlist. I don't want anything to do with it. It's going to be
as we know, Jake's work is done.
So
here,
much Creed and
so
crap.
Much Creed. Oh, my God.
I love that there's a playlist now for birthing.
Yeah, what is that?
They play it on the low. Like, they play it in the room.
Yeah, what,
I mean,
what is this?
You guys didn't have an aux cord when we were born.
We did.
Like, you guys, were you going to pop an 8-track into the wall?
Yeah, and Jenny, can you quickly explain what the fuck you were talking about with that person that's supposed to be in the room with you, what they're called and what they do?
Yeah, somebody asked me if I was having a doula, which is an emotional support person that basically advocates for you. And you can still have your husband there, too.
What are they supposed to do?
I feel like the doctor advocates for you, right? Like,
yeah, they do a little massage.
He's
saying massage.
No, they do. They massage. Oh, they massage. That's what this was.
Yeah. He's doing thumbs
honestly,
down. Your boo,
this
your
sounds
baby.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe I want one of those.
Isn't that what the husband's for? Though?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. Well, I mean,
no, he's in charge of the
doula.
He's on snack duty.
Jake, I'm not going to lie. When she said that, I thought your old, you know, middle school buddy Peter Dula was going to be in there.
He might be there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Jake's in charge of the playlist. Jen, wait for the beat drop for this one.
What? Jenny, I love how hard this just dive bombs.
Yeah, man. This really, like, all right, tanked. Here. I'm gonna hit a little drum roll again, like the start of this thing, and we'll reveal this and we'll get out of here. For anyone that missed it, this podcast was about a baby being born to Jake and Jenny, and after a half hour of listening, you now get to know the gender is
a boy.
A boy.
Yay! All right. And
it's a boy.
There we go. So Jake and Jan having a boy. Yep. We're going to figure out and keep you guys updated on when it doubles in weight and when it starts tasting salt. And, you know, when...
And I think we can go back now and understand what Ben said. Now this baby gonads dropped, right, Ben?
That's right.
And now it's got useless nipples now.
It's hell got an X and a Y.
Congratulations.
But they're diamond. They're diamond.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So that is the triumphant return of Sorry in Advance with the baby on board. And as always, once again, now for one more member of the family, we are Sorry in Advance.
I'm sorry for almost fucking up the gender reveal.